David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
And tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's so great to be here this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions every single week. That's because I am an attorney and a licensed financial advisor. We are broadcasting out of our studio here in downtown Oakland, California. So if you have a question, maybe something just happened, you don't know what to do, maybe you're taking care of your mother-in-law and it's costing you a bloody fortune, well, give me a call. The number is 866-PROTECT. Again, my number is real easy to remember. It's called Protect Your Assets, the show. My number is 866-PROTECT. Or if this is not a convenient time for you and you still have a question, or maybe something comes up during the week, you can always tweet me a question anytime, and I love those. In fact, I read them off during the week on our special segments we are doing now. But anyway, that is at PYA Radio. Again, at PYA for Protect Your Assets Radio, anytime you like. We all have been there. We plan for something and life happens. Setbacks in life can and do happen. An unexpected job loss, a divorce, change in health, having to care for a family member, and even changes in the market can cause your plans to fly off the rails. The good news is, well, you're not alone. We all go through tough times. The key is to bounce back and get your plan back on track. And that's why we're going to cover today five scenarios that could wreck your retirement. Whether you recently experienced one of life's many interesting detours, or you want to be prepared for when it does happen to you, this is one episode that you can't afford to miss, because as I go through these five scenarios, I'm going to talk to you about how do you bounce back from them. And it's all about the bounce back, if you really think about it. And many times these bounce back tricks can be used for things that I don't cover today. So learn from other people's experiences. Don't go this by yourself. Now, let's get started. Another great week on Wall Street. For the seventh consecutive week, the Dow Jones managed to squeak out a positive weekly return, although we closed down Friday. The Dow Jones finished at 25,106 to beat out the previous week's close, just above 25,000. 25,000 is a support level for the Dow Jones, and now that we've tested it a couple times this week and managed to hold on, I feel pretty good about that overall. The S&P 500, same thing. For the week was up 1.83%. Big wow, but it was up over 2,700. Again, another critical support level when you're talking to traders. And the NASDAQ was up 9 points to finish at 72.98. All indexes were positive, which was good for the week. And again, the Dow gained 7 straight weeks in a row. Switching to the economy, earnings were really good this past week. The 70% of all companies who reported beat analyst estimates. That's a pretty big number, 70%. This was according to FactSet, with the average growth of 3.5% above estimates. So earnings are still pretty good, despite the fact they're not as great as everyone thought. They're still beating overall estimates, and they're relatively positive with 70% reporting, which is pretty darn good. But again, Friday we saw fears, and Thursday and Friday were kind of tough days for the market. The U.S.-China reaching an agreement by March 1st seems to be called into question when President Trump said no. So in any event, that still seems to rally the market a little bit, and we'll see what happens with that, obviously, by March 1st. But again, I think because of these support levels, this is really worth considering and thinking about. You know, the Dow Jones, the mental support level is 25,000. What that means is if the market breaks down below that, which it did a couple times this past week, but then work to close above that, that's good for the overall market. And we saw the same thing for the S&P 500. Depending on which traders you talk to, 2690 or 2700 is a support level. And even though the market will test that and go through that, if it finishes above that, that's a good sign. That's a good sign of a strong overall economy. Next week, we're going to be seeing some reports out of the Fed and some different indexes, again, to measure the overall health of the economy. I don't expect any surprises, but let me walk you through what I would be paying attention to. This is something that I've talked on previous shows about household credit. We have household credit could be a problem for the market because there is so much debt that's out there. It's actually at all new levels now. So Tuesday, let's pay attention to the household credit and see if that's anything to be surprised about. Wednesday, we have the Consumer Price Index or CPI. Again, that measures the health of the overall economy, and I expect that to be relatively positive, probably around 2% or so. And Thursday, we have the Producer Price Index. This is a sign of inflation and also of recession. So we'll be looking at that pretty closely. And Friday, we'll be looking at business inventories to see what's in the production pipelines for a lot of these companies. This is an important time to see if our country is still growing, producing things, or are we just maintaining status quo? This will be an important number. And then also overall consumer sentiment. We'll see that Friday as well to see how the consumer is feeling about the overall economy. What are some things you should be considering adding to your portfolio right now? Well, like I said in the past, my target for the S&P 500 is 2850. Like I said, we're slightly above the 2700 mark. Still got about 4.5% to go until we reach fair value, I believe. Also, emerging markets look pretty good. Oil services, particularly MLPs, are paying nice dividends and have some good potential there for the future, with oil prices on the rise and seeming to maintain their critical levels. And also fixed safe investments. It's never too late to start putting some money away. And so look at some fixed safe alternatives that are paying really good interest rates right now. So consider that. When we come back, are you over 45? If you are, find out what you need to know about keeping your job. This could be very important to you. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So stay with me. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Don't wait until you've reached your goal to be proud of yourself. Be proud of every step you take toward reaching that goal. Call the Protect Your Assets team right now to take the first step toward reaching your retirement goals. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-PROTECT. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Stop everything you're doing right now and ask yourself, are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? David Hollander at Liberty Group LLC calls this mailbox money. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Liberty Group wants to help remove stress from your retirement. They don't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing they want you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call the Liberty Group at 866-PROTECT for a complimentary retirement analysis with strategies that could help your nest egg provide you monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call right now, 866-PROTECT. That's 866-PROTECT. Or check out LibertyGroupLLC.com.
Take your silver spoon, take your bread.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-PROTECT.
Wake up in the morning.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We all have been there. We plan for something and life happens. Setbacks in life can and do happen. An unexpected job loss, a divorce, change in health, having to care for a family member, and even changes in the market can cause your plans to fly off the rails. The good news is you're not alone. We all go through tough times. The key is to bounce back and get your plan back on track. And that's what we're going to help you do today. Whether you recently experienced one of life's many interesting detours, or you want to be prepared for when it does happen, this is one episode that you just can't afford to miss as we discuss five scenarios that could wreck your retirement and how to bounce back from them. If you're 45 years old or older right now, with unemployment rates at super low levels, you may be feeling pretty comfortable. Chances are your job seems very safe and secure and nothing's going to happen. But according to a recent article in Kiplinger's, older workers have one of the lowest unemployment rates of any sector of the workforce, only 3.3% or less as of last December. But get this, once they lose a job, it takes them longer than younger job seekers to find a new one. On average, 25 to 44-year-olds land a new job in just over 5 months, but it takes 2 to 5 months more, so almost a full year, for older workers, even in this red-hot economy. Now, this is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So how do you get back on track? How do you get prepared for this? Because maybe this is something that might happen to you. Well, reconnect with your old contacts, maybe from college or previous jobs you had. Let them know that you're now unemployed or that maybe even you're looking or what's available. Another great thing to do is to update your LinkedIn profile. Lots of people find jobs through networking, and LinkedIn seems to be a great way to do that. One of the most common scenarios that leave people unprepared for retirement actually involves doing the right thing for your kids. Let me explain. Sure, you want your children to have the best education, best wedding, best everything. And if you can afford it, by all means, open up your wallet. But footing the bill for private tuition and lavish nuptials like nice cars at the expense of your retirement savings could come back to haunt you. You cannot borrow for your retirement living, but you may have other avenues beyond borrowing from your 401k plan to help fund a child's education. Instead, look at trying to get your child an education through, say, a scholarship or maybe a grant. There's all kinds of great student loans and less expensive in-state schools or even community colleges in lieu of raiding their retirement nest egg for college. Another money-saving recommendation: check out the two-year community colleges that are in your area. Those can be very, very reasonable. In some cases, just about, well, not quite free, but pretty reasonable. And then you could transfer. So if you go to, a two-year JC, you could always transfer out to, say, a UC or some other school, maybe a Cal State school, and finish your 4 years there. No one plans to go broke in retirement, but it can happen for many reasons. So you really have to be careful when it comes to paying for education, because now education has just gotten so expensive. If you look at the cost of just going to colleges right now, it's really inflated tremendously over the last 4 to 5 years. And in reality, most colleges can barely keep their budgets going. There was a very interesting statistic out recently about 3/4 of colleges out there can barely afford to pay their bills and are actually in pretty bad financial shape. So take a look at the college that you're considering. Really get to understand if that's really what your child wants to go to, needs to go to. Because a lot of times, I find that these younger children who are doing very well, now young adults, have scored very well on their tests, have done great grades, and they get to a school they think is the right school for them. But it turns out it's just not. So spend a lot of time, say, in the child's sophomore year, early junior year, getting yourself familiar with the different options. You can always take field trips. Many of these schools have field trips over spring break. And so that's coming up here, and you can go down there with your child, and you can sit in one of those conference rooms and hear the pitch from the school. But you can also learn a lot of good information. And I always recommend to make sure that you and your child go look at the dorm rooms. Try and have a conversation with some of the kids who are there and see what they really think about it. You can always break out of your tour group and go walk around and see what you can find out, because a lot of times you just won't get the full story. And most colleges are very special and unique, but they're also unique and special for certain types of kids. And maybe your child just isn't going to be happy in that environment, even though they think they are, even though the school looks great. There's many things that can happen. So it's a really good idea to make sure, if you're going to spend that kind of money, that you spend the time to get prepared for it, find out how you can pay for it. And then if you really want to go there, if that's the best decision for your child, have a conversation with your child. You'd be surprised. You know, tell them how much this is going to cost and perhaps give them a budget. Tell them that, say, hey, look, it's going to be, you know, $2,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month. That's all I'm going to give you. And you can use that to pay for your tuition, for your books, for your room and board, for all of it. That way they start to get responsible with money. Because if you're just writing checks and paying all the bills and they have no idea what's going on, or they just kind of know about it, but they're not really in charge of it, that can be a problem. That can be a problem in a lot of ways for you and them. And so it's a really good idea now, while they have this amount of money that you have saved for them, say in a 529 account, to start using it in a way that they understand it and how it's going to benefit them and what they can actually do with it. So these are all good tips that you should start thinking about if you're going to pay for your child's education. And if you're using your 401k plan or any of your retirement money to do it, I strongly encourage you to stop thinking that way. Try and figure out other ways to do it. There's other options. On our team, we have a college counselor. She's been doing this for years, Dr. Barbara Austin. She's in our building. She's a great lady. She's been doing this for over, I think, almost 20 years now. She can be a great resource. So reach out, ask for help, because one of the biggest reasons is just not saving enough money for your retirement. And so if you're not prudent right now, you might end up being the one moving into your kid's basement later, and we definitely don't want to see that. Seriously, we all get so caught up in helping them, and we just lose track of what we're doing. And so think about it, you know, take a break. Think about it. Help your child understand what it is you're doing, how much you're spending, and what this is involving. And maybe you just need help with this because it is new. Maybe you've had a couple kids go through. Maybe this is your first one. Maybe you're a grandparent trying to help a grandchild pay for college, or your children help your grandchild. So I want to ask you a question. I know you've been doing it all your way for so long, but do you think you're open-minded? Because you're listening to me right now, and you feel pretty good about your current investment plan, maybe the college plans you've made for your child, your real estate portfolio, maybe you have stock options, and you think right now there's no need to change. You've got it covered. And let's face it, nothing bad has really happened yet. Well, remember what Jack Welch said. Jack was the guy that made GE one of the best companies in the world. And what Jack said was, change before you have to. So let me ask you a question. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can possibly do. It's like putting your seatbelt on after a car crash. It's not going to help afterwards. You have to put it on before you put the car in gear. So if you're preparing, say, to help a child through college right now, or maybe you're trying to set up your retirement and your child's college future, then this is the time to do it before retirement, because you don't want to get to retirement and find that you just don't have enough money. Or maybe you just made bad decisions when it came to paying for college and you just went ahead and did it because it was easy. I know it's always the easiest route to take, but it's never going to be your easiest solution at the end of the day. So think about this. There are ways to open up your mind and see what other alternatives are out there. You need to get in front of this before you start making these decisions that can cost you a lot of money. Let's face it, right now, you're going to the time where you're going to start visiting schools. Maybe you're waiting for approvals right now, because I know that usually it's the first week of April. We started hearing from a lot of the schools for the last time. But, you know, these are decisions that you're about to walk into. And maybe you haven't really sat down and considered what options you have to pay for the schools. There's all kinds of different ways to do this financially. You just have to know how to structure it, how to play the game, if you will. Because if you don't do this, it really could derail your retirement plans. And it's that simple. We've seen this all the time. So you're listening to me right now. That's your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you're going to have enough to end up financially secure to travel and have the retirement that you've worked so hard for. So find out if you're on the right track. We can help you. But you must help yourself first. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, and if you want tax-free income and figuring out how to pay for college in the most expeditious way, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own plan created for you. This is something where we'll sit down and we'll figure out where you are right now. What are you trying to accomplish? What options are out there, particularly if you're starting to plan for this big time expense, which can really derail your retirement? And, oh, what's it going to cost? Well, no charge, because you're calling right now. So for those first 10 callers, call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, that's my number. I just try and protect your assets. 866-PROTECT. If you're getting closer to retirement, don't go it alone. Getting the right advice can mean the difference between having a happy retirement or having a retirement that's filled with uncertainty. Dial this number right now, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, is it a good idea to borrow from your 401k? You may be surprised. And later in the show, we're going to share how to bounce back from divorce and/or losing your spouse. This is stuff that really matters. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. Don't wait until you've reached your goal to be proud of yourself. Be proud of every step you take toward reaching that goal. Call the Protect Your Assets team right now to take the first step toward reaching your retirement goals. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Of all the questions you get asked every day, this is one you shouldn't ignore. How much money in your 401k or IRA is actually yours? Not what its current value is, but how much of it will end up in your pockets, not the government's. Remember, you still might owe taxes on that money. And how about tax efficiency? Are you overpaying or are you keeping every dollar you're entitled to? Look, I know it's confusing, it's complicated, and it definitely isn't fun. That's why at Liberty Group, they work with tax professionals to help make sure you aren't paying more in taxes than your fair share. It's your money. You deserve to know what's at stake, and you have the power to ensure your retirement accounts are paying you. Don't do the IRS any favors. Call the Liberty Group at 866-PROTECT. That's 866-PROTECT. Or check out LibertyGroupLLC.com.
Well,
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-PROTECT.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You've tuned in likely today to the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial well-being. While other shows are busy pitching you the annuity of the week or an expensive collection of mutual funds, and tell you to just grin and bear it when the market falls 20 or 30%, we try to help you explore the most impactful financial and retirement-related questions that you need answered. That's why today we're sharing five scenarios that could wreck your retirement so you can gracefully bounce back when life throws, well, one of its many curveballs. You can't control what happens to you in life, but you can control how you react. One scenario that really has the potential to wreck your finances and your retirement is a divorce. Later in life, divorces have started to increase in recent years. Get this, the divorce rate for those age 50 and older has doubled since the 1990s. So-called gray divorces are even higher among those in remarriages, according to the Pew Research Center. Now, divorce can upend your retirement. You are now maintaining two households with the same amount of assets you spent a lifetime building. It can be devastating. I find a lot of people are even thinking about this now because we're living so much longer. And maybe you look at your spouse and you say, you know, I don't know if I want to spend another 20 years with that person. And so you start to make these decisions. But before you do, let's think about a few things. How would you get back on track if you were thinking about this now? If you're going to split up now or you're splitting up now, then I suggest this. Try and do what's called a collaborative divorce. What do I mean by that? Well, that's one in which each spouse, and I recommend that you each have your own lawyer, meet with a mediator with the goal of creating a win-win situation for both partners. Or if you're already divorced, then let's talk about the new tax laws. Before I do that, let me get back to the collaborative divorce. Mediations are a great way to resolve disputes. Typically, if you're not sure what happens in something like that, usually you have your attorney, your spouse would have his or her attorney. You would get to know that person. They would get to know your story, all the facts that are pertinent to your case. And then what will happen is you'll go and sit down with a mediator who really understands the law in this area and is neutral. They're not looking out for either one of you, but their job is to resolve the dispute. And typically this is a good way to get things done, particularly if you have a partner who can be difficult. You know what I mean? You may have a spouse who's basically controlled you all these years, made all the decisions, and now it's time for you to go on your own, and you really can't take it anymore. So if that's the case, you need someone as an advocate to stand up for you, and that's why you need your own attorney, and a good mediator will see right through that and be there to help you out through the process. And so that's why I recommend that, as opposed to going through a full-blown divorce in court, which is, by the way, a lot more expensive. Now, let's say that you're already divorced. Well, 2019 has some interesting angles to it. The new tax law may make it worthwhile for you and an ex to renegotiate your settlement. What do I mean by that? Well, starting with settlements reached in 2019, alimony payments will no longer be tax deductible. That's right. You heard me right. So if your spouse is paying you alimony, they can no longer deduct that. But this is good for you. The income that you're receiving isn't taxed. So it's only taxed on one side, which is your spouse's. So he or she's not going to like that. But it is possible for you to have your ex pay less in alimony while the recipient still comes out ahead because payments won't be reduced by taxes. So that's one area where you may want to try and negotiate a better resolution, knowing that that's going to be the case. You may be eligible to receive Social Security benefits based on your ex's work record if the amount will be larger than what you get on your earnings history. I can't tell you how many times we've had couples come in and we advise them on Social Security. In fact, we have a Social Security tool that we use with our income plan that tries to figure out what's the best way to take your Social Security and how can one spouse get more than they otherwise thought they were entitled to. Here are some of the basic rules. You must be single. You and your ex have to be at least 62, and the marriage must have lasted for 10 or more years. Now, this is if you were divorced and you're trying to get your spouse's Social Security benefit. Married couples near the 10-year mark, this is very important, the 10-year mark, you should wait to get a divorce. If you're the one on the receiving end and you know it's close to 10 years, here's what I recommend. Let's say the marriage is on shaky ground right now and you're in year 8 or 9. I would say stretch out the process. Take time to find a good lawyer. Take time to find a good mediator. Or if you're going to go to court, do that. But try and stretch out the paperwork. Because if you're married literally 9 years, 11 months, and 29 days, and you get divorced, you're out of luck. If you're listening to our show right now, chances are it's because you are trying to get some questions answered about your retirement, or in this case, maybe about a divorce. As you know, I am an attorney and we do legal work. So if you're trying to figure out how to get things back on track or what sort of options you might have with this, call this number right now, 866-PROTECT. Again, that's 866-PROTECT. It really is that simple. Just give us a call. If you're listening to the show right now, one of the most unexpected and devastating life events is losing your spouse, especially if they were the one who handled the finances. We've witnessed how this scenario has the potential to wreck your retirement, but it is possible to bounce back, financially speaking, of course, by getting the right help and making the right decisions. So, how do you start to bounce back from something like this? Well, first, what's most important is that you take inventory of all of the different income options that you have. Your spouse may have had a pension. If they do, you're going to get a handle on that. You're going to want to take a look at it and see what options are there, and particularly for you now. There may be a life insurance benefit through work that you're unaware of or through a particular brokerage or bank account. There may be outside life insurance that you purchased with your spouse, and maybe now you want to collect on it and you don't know how to do that. There may be other incomes like Social Security that you're going to need to consider, because that's going to be something that is available to you as well. So take inventory of your income sources that will start to pay you as you live your life. Next, you want to take inventory of all of your liabilities. So take a look at the liabilities you have out there. Maybe there's debts that need to be paid. Maybe there's some credit cards or loans out there on real estate that should be looked at. These are all things that should be taken care of and looked at upon the death of a spouse. Also, simplify your investment plan. You know, I see this a lot. People, particularly when they're married, they're collecting all kinds of different 401k plans, IRA accounts, bank accounts. They kind of have it, well, all over the place. And so what I would recommend you do is try and simplify your investment plan. What I mean by that is get with somebody who can help you consolidate it and take a look at it and make sure that it's all working well. A well-streamed investment plan is a lot like a really good engine. It just sounds good. It runs good. And it does need tweaking every now and then, but it does a much better job than having things all over town. And I think it's really important, if you're starting to do that, ask for help. Work with someone who's an advisor that listens to you instead of talking over you, who is concerned about your well-being and trying to figure out what's right for you. And then make sure that they do a written income plan and look at how to protect your assets from market risk. Because you don't want to be going down the road, say, 2 or 3 years after this sort of event happens to you and find out that you may have to go back to work or sell your house or make some changes that otherwise may not have had to happen had you done this now before it's too late. So maybe you're facing some tough questions right now about retirement or advice. Well, I recommend that you don't do this alone. Trying to do it alone is just dangerous. You get into trouble. And perhaps maybe you've been working with someone a long time now and you don't feel like they really understand you, or they're doing things that are going to help you retire when you want to, like trying to explain where your income is going to come from and how that check's going to just arrive in the mail every week or in your bank account, say once a month. So you need to start to talk to someone who has a roadmap to take you from where you are now to where you're trying to get. It's like just drawing out a map. I have that roadmap. It's here, and I want to share it with you. So listen, if you've saved at least $250,000, say in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, maybe you just have cash in the bank. A lot of people do that right now. Just add it up. If you're at 250 or greater, then here's what you can do for no charge. If you pick up the phone right now and give us a call for the first 10 callers, here's what we'll do. We'll give you a second opinion. We'll sit down with you. We'll write out what's called our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And this will be created just for you, not your friend, not your neighbor. This is just for you. And again, this will not be at any charge, but you have to call us right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is really easy. It's 866-PROTECT. Learn how to get started right now. And try and tackle your retirement before something bad happens. It'll just make you feel a lot better. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, my number is really easy to remember because we protect your assets. So 866-PROTECT, that's the number. Give us a call right now. I have members on my team standing by, ready to talk to you. These are live people right here in the Bay Area, not somewhere else. They want to talk to you now. So give them a call, 866-PROTECT. It's time for a short water break, but when we come back, we're going to share what to do if you become a caregiver for a parent. And how do you get back on track? This can be financially devastating, super expensive. It always pays to listen. Keep it tuned right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Stop everything you're doing right now and ask yourself, are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? David Hollander at Liberty Group LLC calls this mailbox money. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Liberty Group wants to help remove stress from your retirement. They don't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing they want you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call the Liberty Group at 866-PROTECT for a complimentary retirement analysis with strategies that could help your nest egg provide you monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call right now, 866-PROTECT. That's 866-PROTECT. Or check out LibertyGroupLLC.com. You've worked hard to get to where you are today, but are you protected from the next market corrections? Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you've had enough income for the rest of your life. You owe this to yourself. It's not the final chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on Attend an Event. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Why do people call me the Sandman? Well, because I help you sleep well at night by answering your most troubled legal or financial questions each week right here on Protect Your Assets. If you're thinking about retiring, then you shouldn't go it alone. You need some help. And so one great way to get some help is to go to one of our events. Go to our website, LibertyGroupLLC.com. Again, it's LibertyGroupLLC.com. LLC.com. When you get there, you'll see the beautiful Golden Gate Bridge. Go ahead and click on attend an event. When you do that, all the different workshops that we're going to be doing will be loaded, and you'll see right there what are some of the dates that you can attend. So we have one coming up February 12th. That'll be at Piatti's in Santa Clara next Tuesday. And then on February 26th, again at Piatti's, that'll be around 6:30. There are seats available for that. And then also our March 7th, which will be up in Mill Valley, again at Piatti's. We seem to like that place. But go ahead and you can register right there and attend an event. You also are welcome to bring a friend. But make sure you register, because we do sell out. Want to wish a happy birthday to Deborah Bradley. I hope you have a great birthday week, Debbie, and get some rest. On today's show, we've been sharing five scenarios that could derail your retirement. So now, what do you do if you become the caregiver for a parent? This can be devastating. This has happened to my family now a couple times, and so I can speak from experience, but I've also seen it happen to many clients. What do you do? What do you do when a loved one all of a sudden wakes up one day and doesn't know who they are? Or what happens if they're just out exercising, trying to take care of themselves, and they trip and fall and break their hip? And this happened where a client went into the hospital. She was under the anesthesia, being operated on for the hip, because it's a major surgery. And when she came out, the anesthesia had affected her mental cognitive ability. And I'd say it was like you have a normal person one day, and the next day they're about 65 to 70% of what they used to be, and they just can't make decisions anymore that are healthy for them. Caregivers who look after a parent or a relative often jeopardize their financial security. Now, this could happen in the short term or the long term. These illnesses can go on for a long period of time. So you may have to reduce your work hours. You may no longer be able to contribute to your retirement plan. And this means that you're not going to get your company match or be saving the money that you hoped you could save for retirement. And so if you're forced to quit your job altogether, which is a very real reality, this may have a real tough time on your retirement, and when you go back to work, as I was talking about earlier, trying to find a job. According to AgeWave, 24% of caregivers said they had trouble paying their bills. 21% of those dipped into savings, and 18% couldn't contribute to other expenses or savings because they had to pay for their parents' care. Here's an example of Mary Johnson. She was 55. She was trying to get her retirement plans back on track after moving her ailing parents from Ohio in 2015 to be near her in North Carolina. Quote, "It became so much to manage, I ended up quitting my job," end quote. She stopped saving for retirement, and her husband reduced his 401k contributions to increase his take-home pay so they could afford to take care of her parents. Since then, Marie's mom has passed away, but her dad is still alive, and he has dementia, so he's moved from her home to a senior facility. Marie has a new job. She socks away money in her 401k and her IRA. Her husband has boosted his contributions too, but they had to sell their 4,000 square foot house and buy one that's about half the size with a smaller mortgage that they hope will be paid off in 10 years when they're hoping to retire. So if you find yourself in this situation, what are some things you can do? Well, here's something. In all areas, we have what's called the Agency on Aging. And these sort of agencies have great information that's free about home care agencies, senior centers, elder law attorneys, which is what I am, who work with you to help you with these sort of issues, transportation, any other types of services you may need. Check this site out, eldercare.gov, eldercare.gov. Some employers also offer resources for you as well. There's another person we work with who was a Bank of America executive, and she had to care for her mom. She found that she was able to get assistance through the bank through what's called a backup care program, which provide emergency care for her parents at a reduced rate. So these are the sorts of things that are available to you. And I'll tell you what, if you ever find yourself in this sort of a situation, or maybe you know someone who is, it can be absolutely devastating. And the best thing you can do is to plan smart. That means you need to pick up the phone and give someone a call who can help you. You need to be proactive with this, because this sort of thing can wreak havoc on you financially, on the relationship you may have with your spouse, and on your future. It is absolutely devastating, and it comes out of nowhere. So think of it this way. When was the last time that your financial advisor tried to help you with this kind of issue? Are they even experienced with it? How many times have they dealt with something just like that? Think about that for a moment. Let that sink in. You're listening to my show right now so you can understand how you can retire comfortably. And if your advisor hasn't talked to you about these sort of situations, doesn't even know what to do if they come up, that should concern you. Because how could your plan work to its maximum efficiency if something like this was to pop up and derail your plans? What would you do? I can tell you, as someone who does this every day, I see these situations week in and week out. I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I'll tell you, there is no way you can understand what the client's options are if you don't see it and if you don't have experience. It's like kind of looking at an x-ray. I think of myself like a doctor. Someone comes in, they kind of lay things out and we talk about it and we talk about what's important to them. And I look at it and then I can tell them pretty quickly, this is what I see. It's like a doctor looking at an x-ray. They can obviously see where the fracture is, but they have to look at the x-ray first. And I know this sounds like it's complicated, and it is. There's a lot of things to consider. You really need to get all the facts before you just make a rash decision. Don't go the easy route. Try and make this something that means something to you, that will have the result that you really want. And so on my team, think about this. I have a CPA in my office who's got an MBA. He's been doing this for over 20 years as well. We have three estate planning attorneys, and we have a group of financial advisors who all work together as a team to help you understand what all of your options are. We want to get to know you and find out what's important to you and what are you trying to do. This is very personal. And so if you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, even a bank account, just add it all up together. And if you're trying to retire and think about these sort of things, I want to sit down with somebody who knows what they're doing. Then here's what I'll do right now. 10 callers, the first 10 callers right now, you can have your own plan created just for you, where we will go over all of these issues with you and try and help you figure out what's your best option. And this will be absolutely at no charge, but you must call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team right now. Dial this number, 866-PROTECT, and request your own personal meeting to find out what you need to be doing right now to take care of this problem before it becomes terrible, before it becomes your worst nightmare. Remember, it's never too late to ask for help. So go ahead and pick up the phone, 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT, and talk to somebody who's experienced and knows what to do in these kind of situations. Again, 866-PROTECT. I'd like to thank the Protect Your Assets team for putting another great show together today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.